Peter and Candy, a loving man, that little that ere they didn't grow. They start with laughter, and with a beer. Peter and Candy, a loving man, Peter and Candy, in the dark house. In the dark house again.
What's that awful noise?
That is Annie's latest toy. I believe it's called a transistor.
I'll go and ask her to switch it off.
Me?
Well, you're the one she's sweet on.
Hey, young one, I've told you. Go yourself if you're so bothered.
I will. I can't stand the racket. Annie? Annie, dear, I wonder if you could be so kind as to...
She's turned it up. What happened? Your charm not working?
She told me to go and plant myself.
It's a good job we're going out, then. I've got a job for us.
Well, I hope it's legal.
Well, we're just to keep watch.
Illegal, then.
Well, your ears are working well. If your eyes are half as good, then it'll be a breeze. It looks a bit green outside the vicarage.
It looks like pot, Ken.
Oh, now I know you're innocent, Pete. They're tomatoes. Tomatoes, mate, they are.
Why have we come past the vicarage anyhow, Ken? I thought you said we were going shopping.
We are, but we need a barrow. Don't frown. I'm not borrowing one. The vicar told me to call. He's got a spare. Hey, look. Look, there it is, parked by the trellis. Grab hold of it, Peter. Give it a shove.
I'm not happy, Ken.
Shame to push it empty, though, isn't it? Put a few of them Tommies in it, Pete.
It says donations.
Well, put something in the tin, then. I don't have any small change.
Steady, Ken. That's a dozen. A shilling a plant suggested.
Put a couple of bob in, then.
Are you sure I can afford it?
Get pushing. You look like you're stealing the crown jewels. I've told you the vicar's fine with it. And we've even helped him with a bit of fundraising, see?
Well, I know I have. Are we heading back then, Ken? These plants are top heavy. They keep falling over.
Well, lie them down. I just want to collect a few mushrooms.
Late in the day for that. I thought you said crack of dawn was best.
Well, so it is. And these were picked before the sun was up.
It's a mushroom farm. I don't recall that being here.
It's new. Linda, the barmaid from the Chuff, works here part-time. She told me to call. Hey, here, there she is, look, right on time. Put them under the tomatoes, Pete, you know, keep them cool. Or wet the wheel or something. The whole village will be out.
I thought we were doing something bona fide.
Just wet the wheel.
With what?
There's a puddle there. Use your hands.
What's a bring and buy sale, Ken?
Why?
Well, there was a notice in the memorial hall.
What's it say?
WI Bring and Buy. This Saturday, proceeds to charity.
Hurry up, Pete. That's a beacon to us, that. Speculate to accumulate, you see. We shall need a stake. How much is left in that fund?
No. I'm sorry, Ken. I must insist. It's for the scouts. There's two lads that need a uniform and their names ain't Bradshaw.
OK, point taken. I shall have to go tomorrow to Kingsford.
Got friends there, have you?
No. They've got a post office and I've got £4 in it.
Ken? Why is Annie standing in the road? I can't hear the transistor.
I thought my loud music might put them off.
Put who off?
Pigeons! Rows of peas all gone already. Told you to net them, daft lot. It's no good you're rushing now they've gone. I'm off for me dinner. You best think on, they'll be back.
Right, so how do we deal with them, Pete?
Well, I'm a bit handy with a catapult.
Oh, I got one of them somewhere. Here you are. Find some nice round pebbles. Hey, up the back. We're on. You've missed again. I thought you said you were a crack shot.
Well, I was when I was a lad.
Well, so far it's pigeons 2, Peter 0.
Well, I did my best.
Hopeless. We shall have to think again. Wave your arms about us, summit. There's no chance for it. We'll have to shoot them with a gun.
A gun? Oh, no. Oh, no. I wouldn't be happy about that, Ken. We haven't got one, anyhow.
I have.
You made me jump, Annie. Afternoon, Annie.
Come on, then. Shall I get me gun or not?
They might not come back.
I shall need a bit of cover. The shed, that's the place. I can sit with door open.
Ooh, I don't think that'll suit you now. There's not a decent line of fire from there.
As long as there's no in there of mine, you're safe. I'll worry about the line of fire. This is a comfy chair, Ken. I could get used to this.
Oh, I'm only worried it's got to go back.
I suggest you two go in your gangut. This needs a bit of quiet. On, Peter, pick them up.
I didn't know they were so pretty.
Come on, I'll give you an hand.
Hey, where are you taking them?
Well, they're on the menu at the Chuff for tonight.
That's jumping the gun. Hey, I've cracked a joke. Come on, I'll have a couple of them. And you owe me for cartridges.
Pay the lady, Peter.
Hey?
Out of the Outdoor Pursuits Fund.
Scout uniforms, Ken, I did say.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, look in the tea caddy. Right, bring them by. Time to make a plan.
It said all proceeds to charity. You're not suggesting we profit from bring them by?
Oh, charity begins at home. Commission, that's fair. Auctioneers, then, if you like. They take a percentage for services rendered, don't they?
It's not an auction.
Well, it's as good as, I reckon.
We've nothing to sell.
That's why we're looking in the shed. Here you are, a Primus. I've got 4 of them.
I thought that one didn't work.
It's repairable. People like a challenge, you know. There's no need to tell them. Hey, I can sell a couple of my paintings.
Did you really paint them?
Oh, I'm wounded.
No, they're good. I wouldn't mind one myself.
Oh, you can't afford it. Try and grab a table near the door, Pete. Catches them going in and out, you see.
Annie's picked a good spot next to the tea urn.
Did you bring our flask?
I brought my flask, but I don't mind sharing.
Look at them cakes. Hopefully they won't all sell. Hey, up, here's our first customer.
Does it work?
It might need a service. It was my late father's, you see, so it's not been used for a while. It's Swedish.
A pound? That's a bit steep. It doesn't even work.
Well, anything with history sells. Now, you keep shop for a minute whilst I check out the bargains. It's bring and buy, Pete, you know. Bring and buy. Excuse me, love, how much is the red jumper?
£3.
Oh, I'll think about it, thanks.
They are all hand-knitted.